Hugh Cole, race director of the Mad Adventure Race. Good weather conditions and a great turnout for you. You must be well pleased with the way it all went.
Yeah, very, very pleased, Chris. As you say there, ideal weather conditions, yeah. That was ideal for racing. No wind for the bike, no wind for the kayak, flat cam waters, yeah, perfect.
So just remind us again, there were a choice of races, and what sort of distances were involved and what were the actual disciplines?
The full course consisted of, it started with a 10k run, then you had a 2k kayak, and then you had a 24k cycle, then you had to get off the bike, then mid-cycle then, and do a 2.5k trail run up through the hills out in Ochterlin, up around a windmill, back down then, and onto your bike down into Rathmullen, and cycle back to Milford, where you had a further 1k to run, then back to the pitch in Milford.
And no doubt everybody, when they got to the line, those mixed emotions that one has after such races.
Yeah, everybody was delighted. Like, there was great positive feedback now, so there was, everybody happy now.
Delighted to get over the line, exhausted or not. And quite a few of those taking part would have done it before.
Yeah, well, this is only our second year in this race now, so it is. But yeah, there'd be a lot of them would have done it last year as well, but nearly everyone, it's a popular sport now throughout the country, and especially here in Donegal now, adventure racing is getting more popular, yeah.
And as the numbers show, that there is a real appetite for it, and no doubt people already looking forward to next year.
Well, it's a bit early to be talking about next year yet, yeah, but I'm sure they are.
And yeah, you had...
when they cross the line, they say never again, but then when you're talking to them then, half an hour later, they say, yeah, we enjoyed that, yeah, next year.
And from an organisational point of view, no doubt you want to thank your team there, because it takes a lot of effort and a lot of work behind the scenes to get something like this staged.
Yeah, without doubt, Chris. Like, out there today, like today alone, there was 100 marshals there in the course. So there was, but as you know, like the event just doesn't happen today. It's been going on. Like, we've been planning this for this year since March. So there is, and. With the Milford Park Development Committee, they help us, and then myself and Peter O'Donnell, we sort of do the most of the spade work for them.
Quite clear who the overall winners were?
Oh, it is, yeah. Yeah, it's very clear. And the main race, yeah, the winner overall, no surprise there, was Marty Lynch. So he won the race earlier on this year, won the race back-to-back the last 2 years, won War, and... Mad again, won it last year as well. Second place was Peter O'Donnell again. He was second last year, second again. And in third place was Eamon McGee from the Rosses. And in the ladies' race then, the winner was Lisa Dalton from Letterkenny 24/7 Club. And second was Canula Larkin, another 24/7 Letterkenny. And third place was Milford AC's Tara Cairn. And then in the short race, the winner of the men's race, which was actually, I suppose, a bit unusual, where normally everyone wants to go in the first wave, which is the competitive wave. So actually the first person that crossed the line in that didn't end up being first overall, because a guy then in one of the later waves, then Barry Coyle, he had a faster time. So Barry Coyle won it. Shane O'Donnell from the Rosses and Declan Ferry from the Rosses, they were second and third. And then just in the ladies' race then was won by Shauna McGeehan from Letterkenny, won it for the second year running as well, followed by Anne Harkin and Una McMenamin.
So well done indeed to all of those. But of course, the key thing really is it is all about taking part and getting around, and a big test for everyone.
It is, Chris. That's what it is. We went over there, the results of the people at the front. But these things are people really racing against themselves, as you say, and... When they cross the line, they're delighted, aye. So they are, it's a challenge like that. It's a personal challenge to a lot of people.
So summing up, Hugh Cole, race director of MAD, a very successful event, and no doubt you'll be doing it again.
Yeah, I'm sure we will, Chris. I'm sure we'll be going at it next year again. No, delighted with the turnout. We had a sellout crowd, so no, couldn't be happier now the way it went. So delighted.